Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Beautiful morning. And no excuses today. It's the first of the year. This is 2013. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Sunny and warm, the Northeast is buried in absolute freezing cold, snow, dark gray skies. All those people with vitamin D deficiencies are getting even more depressed. But for you in Southern California, there are no excuses. So this morning, because it's the new year, because you're living up to your New Year's resolution, you got out on the track. Yes, you did. And for my audience, we can celebrate that. For anybody, we can celebrate that. But my audience does things more intelligently because you're committed to more education. So let's go through this. This is you. You got up this morning and you understood that the carbohydrate that you ate for breakfast, the oatmeal, the toast, the croissant, isn't the best thing to do. But you forgave yourself because you've got that little sweet tooth or you've got that little temptation and it just feels like that carb is right for you. So you forgive yourself once a day. Or you don't. And if you don't, it's because you've kicked a habit and your liver can convert your fat and your protein into blood glucose, so you don't need the carb. But if you're not like that, if you were going out onto the track today to start running it off over the holidays, you packed it on, and now you're running it off, and you needed that carb, don't worry about that. If you limit your carbs to 10, 15% of your diet, even if they're junk carbs, don't beat yourself up on that basis. You'll get away with that. What you want to do with that carb, whatever that carb is just eat enough of it, but not too much, so that when you get to the track, you have enough sustainable blood glucose to get through that workout. So if you got that carb thing, just in the morning for the workout. If you're not working out, you got to use a little more willpower. But if you are, go for it if you have to. Then you started stretching. You went to the track or you went to the gym, you went to the treadmill in your house. Whatever you did, you knew you had to stimulate your metabolism with a little cardio. And who doesn't want to do that on a day like this? Even if it's walking up hills, even if it's taking a walk to the stores with a little bit more spring in your step, that's what your idea was this morning. So you did. And then somewhere along the line, as you were warming up, you knew you needed to stretch a little bit. And so you stretched and you went back to your workout. And then you got to that point in your workout, which makes it a workout, meaning you got to that point in the workout where you knew you had to accelerate your speed. You had to accelerate your intensity. And you planned it right because you had the blood sugar, right? So you didn't get the weak knees. You didn't get weak because you didn't eat right or you didn't eat enough. And as you intensified that workout, you realized, because you listened to this show, that before you intensify your workout, you've got to get your center. Welcome to 2013. Pat yourself on the back, because your friends are not doing this. If you're not educated, when you start to accelerate your workout, guys on the track in your 40s and 50s, you know you got to take those pounds off. Ladies, you're already thinking bikini season. So are the department stores thinking bikini season. Everybody's on spring and summer, even though it's freezing cold. And you're out there working out. And before you accelerate your workout, you know that you've got to get your center. Check my shows, show 13, show 32 on exercise. That's 2 hours of this information, vital as far as what it means to get your center. And we're going to get into that because the whole meaning of the show is what you hurt. how you blow out your low back, your knees, but specifically how you blow out your low back when you start that workout the wrong way. We'll get to that in a moment. So you're doing what everybody is skipping. You're stretching for alignment. Alignment. You're stretching for center. And you know what that feels like in your body. So we're not talking rhetorically. We're not all here today listening to this show, nodding your head, smiling like you understand intellectually. No, you're not doing that. You know what it is to get to that track, warm up a little bit, move the body, move the blood, start to feel a little limber. Your joints are starting to work. And you know what it feels like to stretch. To stretch to the point where you shift your alignment and you feel that spring come in to your feet. Now, lots of people don't understand this, but you do. If you don't, you are infinitely, infinitely more susceptible to low back injuries. And that's what we're going to get into today. Disc herniations, the number one low back injury, the number one cause of why you go to the knife and get the surgery. Today's show is on healing disc herniations and how you should never get one. There's ways. Disc herniations are fixable. They're curable. They're treatable. They're understandable. If one contingency is met, if you understand how to feel your body, how to educate your body and sustain that into a bodily experience of what it means to heal your low back. Again, topically, what I just said is common sense. But when you watch people work with it on chiropractic tables, on massage tables, in Pilates rooms, in yoga rooms, with physical therapists, Feldenkrais practitioners, Rolfers, the whole slew of people, and you watch people actually work to center, you watch people actually try to evolve to a higher sense of bodily intelligence, it's absolute chaos. I think generally we barely even understand this. Your practitioners just do their therapy. They crack your back. They stick you with needles. They rub-a-dub your body. They tell you to lift weights. They give you some exercises. And none of this is really the fundamental driver. Okay, so you're out on that track, you ate right, you stretched right, you got your center. You're not going to get your disc herniation. We're going to explain why. Your friends don't understand that. They may blow out their back, and you're going to understand why they didn't have to. Now, if you go to the website today, and you should, let me just say a few things about the website. A lot of you just don't stream. You don't go to the website and watch the show. You listen on radio. I love radios too, but I can't teach you with pictures. So if you can, when you listen to my show, or any show really, go to the computer, go to the website, and stream the show. And pardon me if you're very familiar with this, but in all honesty, I know a lot of people aren't. If you're not familiar with this, figure out how to get in touch. I'll send my tech people over the phone to explain to you how to do it. I've got a great tech staff. I want everybody to stream the show. And the reason is, on my website, across on the homepage, under the radio literature section, are pictures of disc herniations. Pictures that I selected from the best books money can buy that are a compilation of my 20 years of education and clinical experience with this kind of thing. And I can get you to the core of what this discussion is about. So I need that tool. You have to help me with that. So if you can get to the website, please do. If you're new to the show, that's straighttalk.cc. That's 2Ts.cc. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. And if you're looking at the pictures right now, you're looking at a man that's bent over to the side, and he's got a disc herniation. That silver thing with the bubble in it is the disc herniation. Bear with me if you're not looking at the picture. And to the right of that is another picture of how the disc lives between the body of the vertebras. So I'm going to explain that for people now that don't have the streaming. And what we're talking about is a disc. And a disc looks like an Oreo cookie. So think of the disc as an Oreo cookie. An Oreo cookie's got two dark parts, and in the middle, it's got that white gooey thing. Very simple. And those dark parts, the two chocolate parts that sandwich the white gooey thing, those are your vertebra, or your bones of the spine. You have seven cervical vertebra. So there's actually seven in your neck of the dark chocolate part of the Oreo. There's 12 thoracic, so another 12 of those dark chocolate. And then there's five in the lumbar. You have seven, five, and 12 vertebra. Seven cervical, 12 thoracic, and five lumbar. And in between each of those, you have discs. That's the white gooey part. The disc is like a hockey puck. And it's in between the bones of your spine or the vertebra of your spine. And the disc allows flexibility. It allows cushioning. It allows your spinal bones, your vertebra, to protect itself from compressive force, which would otherwise crush the nerves in your back. Now that disc, if you pull that disc out and you looked at it, so let's just say you took an Oreo cookie and you peeled off the top chocolate part. That's the way some of you guys eat that Oreo, right? You take out the top chocolate chunk, you lick out the white stuff, and then one by one you eat the... Yeah, that's what you do. I know it. Now, that white gooey part, that's the disc. A disc is composed of two sections. The outer section of the disc, the outer layer of the disc, it's like fish twine. It's not gooey. The covering to the disc, the coating to the disc, on the outside of that white gooey part, is called the annulus fibrosus. It's like fish twine. It's very strong. It's like cartilage. It's very flexible. It's got a high tensile strength. It's tough to cut through it. It contains the gooey part on the inside. So that white stuff in the Oreo cookie, well, it's like a disc, but not exactly, because it doesn't have the annulus. So if you put your finger on that white gooey stuff, it would spread out. Just as it's spreading out, we would wrap fish twine. Now we got it. We'd wrap fish twine right around that goo that's spreading out. That fish twine is called the annulus fibrosus. You can clearly see this on those pictures on the website. Now, what happens when that annulus fibrosus, that fish twine, breaks? When it breaks, all that gooey stuff pushes out. And it deforms the disc. The disc is no longer circular. The disc is no longer oblong. The disc is no longer homogeneous. The disc has a bulge. Okay? The disc has a herniation. Bulge and herniation we'll use as synonyms. And you can have a herniation or a bulge, which means you tore the annulus fibrosus. And that nucleus, that gooey stuff in the center, is pushing out, and it's pushing towards very pain sensitive structures around that disc. And those pain sensitive structures are your spinal cord, your nerve roots, the ones that go down your leg from your low back. That's why you feel it down the leg. That's why your friend feels it down the leg. That nerve root, that line, that Ronzoni spaghetti coming out of your low back down into your toes is inflamed because it's compressed way up in the low back. So that disc bulge or that disc herniation with that torn annulus fibrosus, okay, you're doing great. I can feel it, is pressing. Maybe a little 1 millimeter disc bulge, maybe a little more 2 millimeter, maybe a little more 3 millimeter. Yeah, you've seen these on CAT scans or MRIs or CTs, right? 3 millimeter disc bulge, 4 millimeter disc bulge, 6 millimeter disc bulge, 10 millimeter disc bulge. These things can get enormous, and the bigger they are, the more dangerous they are, because they're going to put more pressure on your spinal cord. They're going to put more pressure on your nerve root.